Hey there, welcome back to Anne's Diary. I'm Anne, and today we're going to embark on a personal journey of self-discovery and exploration through the lens of emotions. Emotions are like the vibrant colors that paint the canvas of our lives, shaping and influencing our experiences. They have the power to uplift us or bring us to our knees, to connect us with others, or to create a sense of isolation. But what if we looked at emotions not just as fleeting moments, but as profound teachers that guide us on our personal journey of understanding ourselves and the world around us? See, I've been studying emotions for like some years now, and I'm always amazed by the conversations I have around it, and I was really looking forward to talking more about emotions today, so that's what I'm going to do. Alright, think about it, right? Our emotions are like messengers carrying unique insights and wisdoms. When we experience joy, it's not just a fleeting moment of happiness, it's an invitation to savor and celebrate life's precious moments. When we feel sadness or grief, it's not just a burden we carry, it's an opportunity to acknowledge our pain and find healing. Even anger, right? Even anger, often seen as a negative feeling, right? It can be a sign that our boundaries have been crossed or that there's an injustice that needs addressing. But here's the thing, embracing and understanding of emotions is not always easy. We live in a world that often encourages us to suppress or ignore our feelings, labeling them as weaknesses or inconveniences. We're told to put on a brave face, to keep our chin up, and to never let them see us cry. But what if we shifted our perspective and saw our emotions as a strength rather than a vulnerability? Vulnerability. I can't pronounce that word. Personally, I've come to realize that my emotions are not just random occurrences. They're deeply intertwined with my identity. You know, my emotions shape my perception of the world. I remember a time when I was so overwhelmed with anger, and I thought it was a weakness, a flaw in my character. But through introspection and a deep dive into the philosophy of emotions, I learned that anger, when channeled constructively, can be the catalyst for change and a powerful force for justice. And I've also experienced moments of immense joy that have brought me closer to the people I love. In those moments, right, I've learned to celebrate the beauty of life and to just cherish the connections that bring meaning to my existence. And on the flip side, you know, there have been moments of sadness and grief that have taught me about the depths of human resilience and the strength we possess to overcome even the most heart-wrenching experiences. So, as we delve into the philosophy of emotions, we must also explore the concept of emotional intelligence. Now, emotional intelligence is the ability to recognize, to understand, and to manage our own emotions and empathize with the emotions of others. It's a skill. It's a skill that allows us to navigate the complexities of human relationships with grace and empathy. So now, by developing our own emotional intelligence, we can harness the power of our emotions and use them as tools for personal growth and connection. We can learn to listen to the messages our emotions are trying to convey. We can respond to them in ways that align with our values and goals. This is a lifelong journey of self-discovery and self-mastery, but one that holds the promise of profound transformation and a deeper understanding of ourselves and also of others. Well, that's all I have for you today. I think I've always kept this podcast a bit lighthearted, and I'm not sure if this is a little too deep. I hope you enjoyed it, though. It's kind of like a personal musing of on philosophy of emotions. Remember, our emotions are not just fleeting experiences. They are profound teachers on our journey of self-understanding and connection. So if you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to hit subscribe and let me know what you think of it. Yeah, thanks for tuning in. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.